Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Vi, the fourth chapter of the Rambam's Hilchos Avodah, the Laws of the Morning, in the Sefer Shiftim, Book of Judges, where in this Perek we begin the discussion regarding the burial and regarding the days of mourning. Where in this Perek specifically we discuss regarding the custom of, as it applies to the one who died and his burial, and regarding the Einan, that is the relative in the period of Aninus and the first day of mourning. As Rambam gets Halacha regarding the customs as we engage with a corpse, with someone who passed away. Meaning Yisrael b'meisim, the custom of the Jewish people with someone who died, but kavura, and regarding the burial, kochu is as follows. Ma'amtsin einav shel meis. They close the eyes of the one who passed away. Vim niftach piv, and if his mouth opens up, koshin es l'choyev, they actually tie down his jaws. Ufeikin es nekavav, they close up the orifices, the holes in the body. Achar shemadichin noise, after they wash him down. V'sachan noise b'minyi b'sam, and they anoint him with different types of spices. V'goizin tsar, they cut off his hair. U'mabishin oisei tachrichin, they clothe him in burial shrouds that are tfurin b'chud shal pishtun levanim, that's stitched with white linen threads. V'lo yidimei mekarman, it shouldn't be expensive, the value. And more of v'nogu chachamim, the sages, they accustom themselves besudr with a cloak that shabbat zuz, it's just worth a zuz. And the reason is, shalei levayish es mishenli, not to marry someone who doesn't have the burial shroud that will cost more. And similarly, they also cover the face of the one who passed away, to not embarrass the paupers, that their face is darkened from famine, and they don't look as nice as the more wealthier ones. Halacha beis. It's forbidden to bury with burial shrouds of silk, and with these golden and ornamental garments, even to the leader of the Jewish people. This is the arrogance, and it's destruction, and it's the ways of the nations of the world. Now, regarding the burial itself, they carry the one who passed away on their shoulders, basically first up until the cemetery. Now, those who are carrying the coffin, they're forbidden to wear these types of shoes, these sandals, because maybe those straps of one of their sandals are going to come undone. It's going to hold them back from performing the mitzvah of the burial. Therefore, they shouldn't be wearing these sandals, that it shouldn't hold them back. Now, they dig in the earth, ma'aris, caves, and they make these catacombs, they make these actual graves in the side of the cave. But and they bury that person in over there. Ufan of Lamala, and his face is upwards. And they put back the earth and the stones on top of him. And that's burial. Now Bieshlahem Likbar Ba'archalates, they should bury them in a coffin made out of wood. And Vamalav and Lisa, those who escort him say to him, Lech Bashalom, go in peace. Kashama says the passing Bereshis, Va'atta Tovel Abasecha Bashalom, regarding someone who's gonna pass away, that you're gonna come to your fathers in peace. Mitzayin is called Beis HaKvaris, and they mark off the entire area of the cemetery to know where there's the tumah and where the people are buried. Ubayin and Nefesh al-Kevin, they also build a tombstone on the grave. But Vatzadikim, the righteous, in Bayin Lem Nefesh al-Kevin, they actually don't build a tombstone on their graves. Shedevreyim heim zechreinim, because their words of Torah is their memory. V'leipan adam l'bakar HaKvaris, and no one's going to go looking out for their grave to remember them, because it's unnecessary, because they remember them through their actions and through their words for all generations. Lochay continues regarding the stage before death, that of the geisus, someone's in the throes of death. So hageisus, harei kachay l'chol davar, he's actually considered for all halacha like he's still alive, although he's in the throes of death, and any moment he's going to pass away. So therefore, in koshin l'chol yev, you're not allowed to tie his jaw, v'im poik in the kav, you don't close up his orifices, v'im anichim kli matzchis, you don't put a metal vessel or kli makar or a cooling vessel, al taburi on his belly shlo yisbach, because when the person passed away, their belly could burst. You don't do that yet, that it shouldn't burst. You don't smear him, you don't anoint him, you don't wash him. You don't put him yet on the sand, or you don't put him on the salt, until the moment that he dies. And vanageba, and actually whoever touched him at the time when he's as a geisus, it's like he's spilling blood, like he's a murderer. And the reason for that is because he's making his death come quicker. What could this be compared to? You have a candle that's dripping. If a person touches this flickering candle, yichbe, he's going to extinguish it. And that's the same thing with this person who's flickering at these last moments on his lifetime. Now, whoever closes his eyes when the person's life is passing on, again, the same thing, he's like spilling blood. Rather, he has to wait a little bit. Maybe the person just fainted. You also don't tear your garments to do kriya, you don't beard the shoulder, which are for certain types of people as a sign of mourning. You don't eulogize. You don't even bring in the coffin or the burial shrouds into the house. Until he passed away, because we don't want to frighten him to know that his death is imminent, because they're bringing in already the burial shrouds. Halacha Vav. Now, regarding the after the moment of death, that the relative becomes an einin. So Misha Mesa Mutal Afanav, someone that his dead relative is right there in front of him, the person just passed away. So Ich Bavais Acher, he eats in another room, another house. Einlam Bavais Acher, let's say he doesn't have another room. So Isa Machitza Vaichel makes a partition and he eats behind the partition. Einlam Dabalas Machitza, let's say has nothing to make a partition. So Machzapan Vaichel, then he turns his face around away and he eats that way. But a Benkach, either way, wherever it is that he's eating, Einlam Mesa Vaichel, he's not going to be reclining and eating. It's not that time of state that he's supposed to be in. Not supposed to eat meat, not supposed to drink wine. Vein Mavarcha does not make any blessings on the food. Vein Mazaman does not make a Berchas HaMazon. And he's not part of a Zimun, a group of people making Berchas HaMazon. Vein Mavarcha no love. Neither does he have people making brachas for him. Vein Mazaman love. Neither is he part of a Zimun of the Berchas HaMazon when they join together. Ufata Mekriy Shema, and he's exempt from saying Shema, and that Tfilah from Shemayin Esrim, and Tfilah from wearing Tfilah. Mekomet Samos of the Torah, from all mitzvahs that are said in the Torah. Now, B'Shabbos, however, Mesa Va'echel Basa B'Shoisiyan actually reclines, eats meat, and he drinks wine, because we don't do public displays of mourning on Shabbos. Umevaruch, he makes brachas, Mezaman, and he makes brachas Mezaman, Mevaruch and Olav, they make brachas for him, Mezaman Olav, and they make him part of the Zimun. V'chayet Bechomet Samos of the Torah is obligated in all mitzvahs that are said in the Torah, chutz mitash meshmita, except for marital intimacy, where that's something that's discreet, that no one knows about, that we actually do conduct ourselves in mourning on Shabbos. Now, nikra hames, once the person who died is buried already, then harizam utalecha basav lishas yain ma'at. Then he's allowed to eat meat and drink a little wine. Because they lishas achilash b'meyav, just to let the food in his stomach settle, of a little bit, not to get intoxicated, that's not an appropriate conduct to be, and when one's supposed to be in a state of mourning. Lachazan continues regarding the leaving over the one who passed away overnight. So, imash nesemes, you're not supposed to delay the burial of the dead. Rather, you start pushing the coffin right away to be buried. Whoever pushes his bed, meaning the coffin, to be buried, he's praiseworthy. But if he's doing it to his father and his mother, that's considered as disgraceful, because you want to be able to take time and to properly eulogize. However, but if it's right before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, or the rain was pouring down on the dead, then mutan is permitted because here he's only hastening it for the honor of his father and his mother, that it should be done appropriately. Whoever leaves his dead relative overnight, is violating a negative prohibition, unless if he left him overnight for his honor, because for people to come and be part of Levi, but to finish up the needs that he needs, then that would be okay. Halacha tes regarding the first day of the mourning. So ha'aval b'yom rishon levad. The mourner, only on the first day of the mourning, asal neich tefillin, is not allowed to put on tefillin, v'lecha mishaloi, is not allowed to eat from his own food, v'chayiv leishal amita kifui, and he has to sit on a turned over bed. Now, b'shayim may able, but on the other days of the mourning, mutu leilecha mishaloi, he's allowed to eat from his own food, and v'leishal v'gabe mapetz l'karka, he doesn't have to sit on the overturned bed. He can sit on a mat, or he can sit on the ground, u'minich tefillin, and he's allowed to put on tefillin. Now, menayin shall also be a mishal on nicht film. Where do we know that he's not allowed to wear tefillin on the first day of the mourning? Shari nemel Yecheskel, because it says to Yecheskel, which by Yecheskel, he was a mourner. But Hashem had told him not to conduct himself like a mourner. So we infer that it says to Yecheskel, pe'ercho chabesh alecha, that your splendor, which refers to tefillin, should be girdled on you. Now, that was saying all the exceptions, that he should not conduct himself like a regular mourner. But chalam, the inference is, shekol amasun, that everyone else, as a mourner, is forbidden to wear tefillin. Moreover, Menem Eloi was said to Yecheskel, V'lechem anoshem lo yiseichel, and you should not eat the bread of others. Machlal shekola'om, oichel mishalachem, b'yemrishin, the inference is that everyone else, a regular mourner on this first day of mourning, does eat from others. V'asum lechel mishalatzman, that they're not allowed to eat from their own food.